Well, the preliminary results have come out about unborn babies' exposure to the 2014 Hazelwood mine fire. The Hazelwood Health Study has fortunately found no association to the mine fire smoke and low birth weights or premature births. Now, it was only a small study, and these results are only the early ones. But Shannon Melody is one of the researchers and is with us now. Good afternoon, Shannon.
Good afternoon, Kristen.
This must come as a bit of relief for the community.
Yes, certainly these early findings are reassuring and have shown up that there didn't appear to be an association between exposure of pregnant women to the smoke from the coal mine fire and those birth outcomes that you mentioned, in particular the prematurity and birth weight.
So how did you do the study?
Yeah, it was a complex study in a number of ways. So we recruited pregnant women from the Latrobe Valley, but we also recruited women who conceived post the coal mine fire, so had no exposure at all, as well as young children who were between the age of 0 and 2 at the time of the fire. And that meant that we had 3 exposure groups. And then we also recruited women from Morwell, which, as you know, was the most severely affected town from the fire, as well as families from the surrounding towns within the valley. And in that way, we were able to assign a gradient of exposure to the smoke. And so we looked at these 3 different groups by whether they were exposed or not and their severity of exposure. And then we looked at those birth outcomes that you mentioned from collecting survey data from those families.
So no increase in premature births and birth weights were pretty normal?
Yeah, so we didn't see any sign that there was a link between exposure and prematurity. And we looked at birth weight for stage of pregnancy because, as you know, as the pregnancy goes on, the birth weight increases, and we didn't see any evidence of a negative effect there. But as you did mention, these are early findings, and we've got further work underway to more conclusively make a comment as to whether there is a link between coal mine fire smoke exposure and birth outcomes.
So the further study will still be looking at the unborn babies and the effect on the child in utero?
Yes, that's right. So we're looking at all hospital births within the Latrobe Valley, and so that's a complete sample because every birth that occurs within Victoria as well as other states in the country is registered with the state government, and so we're able to use that data and using the merits of its completeness and the fact that it's a much larger number of individuals, we'll have a lot more sort of statistical power to make conclusions looking at that link between exposure and birth outcomes.
I think a lot of mothers would be feeling reassured to hear these preliminary results, but would also want to know whether there would be any effects down the track, you know, when their child was 5 or a teenager, you know, whether there would be any sort of links to asthma or lung damage or cancer or any other type of issue that might come up. Is there any kind of study that can look at that?
Yes, that's certainly what we're looking into. So our study is the early life follow-up study. So these are the first results because they're the birth outcomes and they're the first sort of events in life that we can look at in a child's life as they progress from a baby upwards. And so we're looking also into whether the exposure to the event had an impact on their lung health, on their heart and blood vessel health. And then as they grow up, we'll be following them and looking at things like educational outcomes as well. So this is a long-term study, certainly be going for the next 10 years and possibly after that.
Right, so you'll follow them right up until they're at least 10 or older, 12,
yeah.
And possibly even longer.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, very much a long-term study, and we're looking forward to getting to know these families as they grow.
So how many children will you be following?
So we've got two sides to the study. We've got those families in the Latrobe Valley who have signed up to take part in the study, and at the moment we have around 580 families, and then a subgroup of those will participate in the heart and lung function tests as they occur. We had our first round of clinics last year, and then they'll occur in 2020 and then 3 years after that. But we also have a second sort of side to the study, which is that using routinely collected administrative data, so birth data, hospital presentations, emergency department presentations, and that's on families who aren't taking part in the more sort of involved aspects of the study that I just mentioned.
Shannon Melody is one of the researchers on the Hazelwood Health Study. I understand you weren't just looking at the effects of the smoke, but also stress, particularly with unborn babies.
Yes, that's right. So stress in pregnancy across the period of the pregnancy has been identified in some research studies to negatively affect birth outcomes. And the mechanisms behind that is not entirely known yet. It's a sort of fairly evolving area of research, and we certainly looked into that as well and saw that women who reported that they were stressed most or all of the time in their pregnancy tended to have smaller babies and tended to have a higher risk of having a preterm or a baby born early.
Because people at the time, some of them had to leave their homes, which would have been incredibly stressful when you're pregnant.
That's right, yeah, certainly introduces a lot of chaos into an already sort of difficult time.
But nothing showed up in the studies?
Also, in our study, we did look at stress, and we did see, you know, those negative effects on birth weight and maturity of the baby, but we have also been looking into how mobile women were during the fire. So did they leave, you know, did they leave the Latrobe Valley, and how did that affect their exposure? And that work's still underway, so it's a bit too early to comment.
So stress did seem to have an impact, an adverse impact. How common or how severe was it in some cases?
So we looked at birth weight in grams, and we saw that it had a similar effect as smoking in pregnancy. So we saw that women that reported those higher levels of stress had babies that were on average 180 grams smaller, which is the same sort of magnitude of effect that we saw amongst smoking mothers. And as you know, smoking's a well-known sort of risk factor in pregnancy.
That's astonishing that stress had similar effect in terms of birth weight as smoking.
Yes, that's right. We were certainly surprised to see it had that level of effect. But we did also look into stress directly related to the fire. So we separated those two concepts. We looked at general stress, which is where we saw that effect on birth weight. And then we looked at coal mine fire related stress, and we didn't see an effect there. So those women that were more stressed in response to the fire didn't seem to have smaller or preterm babies.
Shannon Melody, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time.
Shannon Melody is a researcher as part of the Hazelwood Health Study. And if you want more information about the study's finding, go to hazelwoodhealthstudy.org.au/study findings. That's hazelwoodhealthstudy.org.au.